I'm recording you now, too, sure. By the way. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Usually, someone can see a metal microphone right in front of him, but not 19-year-old Ryan Hayes.
I was born blind.
Hayes was born with microphthalmia and attends the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. The residential school works with visually impaired students until they turn 21. Hayes was one of 100 students from North Carolina to attend the UNC Computer Science Maze Day, a program that allows UNC students to combine computer science and outreach. The department invites visually impaired students, K-12, to play computerized games. Typical school field trips and activities usually aren't designed for those with sight impairment. Maze Day is. Here, Hayes plays on a keyboard connected to a computer.
Oh, electric. Oh.
Yeah.
That's that EDM.
Yeah,
it is.
Like an actual piano, each key Hayes presses controls the musical sound. The computer changes the sound without Hayes changing the instrument. UNC students like Sarah Russ designed each of the 25 games shown at the event. Sarah is a computer science major who designed a game combining sonar and scenario, which she calls scenario.
The idea is that you hear the echoes in the room and how like the sound reverberates, which tells you, you know, how big the room is, where you're at in the room.
The objective is to like find your way out of the cave.
Yeah, well, I'm stuck. I can't. I'm lost.
Looks like you're in front of a wall.
The idea is like to listen to echoes, and if you're in the doorway.
Playing games is also a way for visually impaired students to give feedback about the game, which also helps the designers. Dr. Gary Bishop researches developing software for people who are visually impaired. The computer science professor started Maze Day 12 years ago with the goal of showing his students how they could put their programming skills to use.
Here's a reason for writing this program. And here's a reason for learning this about 3D sound. Yeah, I'm going to learn about 3D sound so I can make this game for this visually impaired kid.
Bishop says students who design the games become more interested in designing assistive technologies, even if the students don't know a lot about designing computer games.
I mean, some of these projects are technically very simple. You know, I got a PowerPoint presentation and a projector and some sounds I play, but I've made a game out of this that's accessible.
Hayes says he adapts in order to do what most sighted people take for granted, like walking from one seat to the next. He says his blindness makes him unique, not disabled.
A lot of people are astonished, excited people that I'll meet up, be like, oh my God, how are you doing that? Or oh my God, you know how to use the computer? This is a miracle.
Yeah, I like that.
This one?
Yeah.
It might not be a miracle, but as Hayes plays the keyboard during Maze Day, there's a feeling of pride among the helpers, student designers, and volunteers who work to make this near miracle possible. In Chapel Hill, I'm Elise McGlothin.
all done except him.
Take that to the piano, and I'm going to take the guys up to the upstairs.
You going to stay with Brian? This car going to stay with Brian.
She'll have Brian, and then if you two...
Where's the piano at?
That's pretty neat.
Okay.
Take five. And I'm going to bring all the guys and Danielle upstairs.
So the piano is with Brian?
Ten here.
Whee!
Where the elevator is, take five.
Okay. Are you from this area?
I'm from Washington.
Wow, it's so stereo-like. Now, what is this thing called? What is this called?
It's called Scenario. Scenario. So it's like scenario, but with sonar.
Oh yeah, yeah, it made it all fancy. Scenario.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, what's like the objective of this?
So the objective is to like find your way out of the cave.
Yeah, I'm stuck. I can't. I'm lost.
So looks like you're in front of a wall. The idea is like to listen to echoes, and if you're in the doorway, then you shouldn't be an echo in front of you. So I'm trying to try going straight a little, and then turn a little right,
okay.
And then get straight a little. All right. Try that.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's better.
Yeah, so now you can hear the sound. There shouldn't be an echo in front of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
So I made my own, basically my own sound engine.
Ooh.
So like, you play a sound, and the idea is that I have to calculate where all the echoes are coming from.
Oh, math. Ugh, gross.
Basically. And so the echoes should only reach to you if they're perpendicular to the wall.